What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, we're back. It's the WIP afternoon show with an Ike and a Spike and a Fritz on a Chickies Friday. Well, we're actually not at Chickies because of that big soccer thing going on. But if you want to watch that big soccer thing and you don't have tickets, no better place than Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
There you go.
Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. Listen, yesterday... Like a roller coaster ride watching that game last night.
Yes, it was. Right?
But we got through it, and the Phillies get through that series, winning 3 out of 4. I love it. Schwarbaum is back. Listen, June Schwarber's taking a little longer to get going, and I don't know if it's actually going to ever kick in the full swing. But since he had a great start to the season, maybe we don't need it as much. I'm excited about this series. Enough about that stinking series in Miami. We got through that. We got New York. We got stinking New Yorkers in the city. You know, I know, they're here. Traffic says so as well. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
I need a Met to wear one. I'm so jealous of what happened with the Padres and Dodgers this weekend.
Don't start the show off with that.
I got to.
Wait to get into that.
Come on, Lindor, first one in the ribs. We'll set a tone. Set a freaking tone. I want a brawl.
It's all fun until somebody breaks their finger.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's a Met.
Well, listen, the Padres and the Dodgers didn't give a damn about that.
No. I see Ohtani getting hit, and I'm like, imagine if they throw a ball at Bryce's hand or something like that.
Might not be there this weekend. Who cares? Ohtani, they went right after him.
Yeah.
That's baseball.
By the way, let me tell you.
Yeah.
He and I are Ohtani guys.
Yes.
Ohtani's men.
Ohtani's men.
Did you see... after he got hit yesterday.
Oh, him telling everybody go back in the dugout?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then walking over to the Padres dugout.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. That is ultra cool.
That's super cool. And all he has to do right afterwards is sit in the dugout for 2 innings and wait for his next at-bat.
He pitched this week.
Yeah. For an inning.
He got on the mound.
For an inning.
Yeah, weep, pal. I know you're going to cry in your little Lindor blanket? Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
As I said, we're usually at Chickies on Friday. We'll be back at Chickies next Friday. There was a big soccer event going on, so we
stupid
are here.
Stupid soccer.
No, stop. The soccer
come
sport.
On, man.
Can we stop?
It's football.
Oh, my God.
Don't let Elliot hear you say that.
But the show today is brought enough.
All right. Let's pull it together.
The
man.
Show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. It's a big show today as we wrap up Top 11 week. We reveal...
Everybody's out there like, thank God.
Yes.
Until Monday.
Yeah.
We bring something else back, maybe. Yep.
So
it's been exciting.
We reveal 3, 2, and 1 at 2:30 today. So you will get to, and we all know the three remaining, unless there's some big shock, the three remaining players right. that we have not heard yet in alphabetical order are Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, and Zach Wheeler. We will find out their exact order of where they got voted on at 2:30 today. Elliot joins us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. The belt at 4:30. Robbie E. to defend his selection of Jalen Hurts at number one right after that. Making everybody defend their selections today.
I was going to say, do we have everybody who picked him number one defend
their decision? Just remember, we had DeCamera on first.
Well, he started off with not even having him at all on the list.
Yes. But we do have to start with the Phils today because the Phils win 3 of 4. By the way, dynamite, maybe the best pitching performance from a Philly this year, or one of them from Christopher Sanchez last night. That was absolutely awesome. I know it was just Miami, but that was a great game, man. He gets into the eighth inning on 80 pitches. Like, that's a good pitcher.
I'm just smiling because we went from Rangers' great game.
I know, to Sanchez's. It's like incredible. Yeah. But like this weekend, and it's a gut check Friday, because it's a gut check for us, it's a gut check for you, because it is a gut check for the Philadelphia Phillies. Because coming into the city starting tonight are the New York Mets. And we all know what happened the last two times we saw the New York Mets. We got swept earlier this year, and we got, like, it was so bad that it made us question whether this team even had it anymore. And then, obviously, in the playoffs last year, the Mets win 3-1, and it honestly didn't even feel that close, and that's not even that close. It just felt like a series that we were waiting for the Mets to win. And quite honestly, the Mets have been the Phillies' daddy. And on a gut check Friday, it's like, what does your gut tell you? Do the Phillies have it in them to stand up to the New York Mets this weekend, who are struggling, by the way, losing 6 in a row, not scoring any runs, their starting pitching is hurt. Like, do the Phillies have it in their gut to stand up to the New York Mets this weekend? To say that not only are we as good as you, but we are better than you. Like, this is our house. This is a division that we want to win. We are still the class of the NL East. So, Ike, I ask you first, on a gut check Friday, what does your gut tell you that the Phillies have in store this weekend? Do they have it?
Well, my first instinct is to ask Jack, as usual.
Okay.
Who's in the rotation?
For the Phillies or the Mets?
Yes, who do we have going this week?
Well, we have Wheels tonight in a bullpen game against the Mets.
Yeah, they brought a guy from AAA.
Just for us. I don't even care who's going for the Mets. Although, the Mets have the best pitching.
Yeah, but it's cooling off a little bit. Yeah. So it's Wheeler versus Blade Tidwell tonight.
Okay.
Griffin Canning versus Abel tomorrow.
Okay.
And then David Peterson, who's been great, versus Jesus Luzardo on Sunday Night Baseball.
All right. So here's what I'll say to this. The Phillies need to step up. I feel we can get 2 of 3.
Yes.
You know, I feel that. If we get two out of three, I'll be happy with that.
Absolutely. And not just that, like show that you are, like, there's this sense.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Show that you're tired of losing to the Mets.
To that team, yes.
Like, it's that simple to me. I don't want to overdo the West Coast rivalry that's going on with the Padres and the Dodgers, but that's a clear sign of two divisional teams. One is a defending world champion, and the other is trying to get to where they are. And they play each other so much. You can see the animosity that is built up in that rivalry there. You mean to tell me a West Coast rivalry has more intensity and more passion than an East Coast rivalry?
New York and Philadelphia?
New York and Philly?
San Diego? They've never been mad about anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's 75 and sunny every day.
Every day.
Stupid chant by the nursing home guys that they had a few years ago.
That's what's in?
Yeah. Yes. So to your point, Spike, I'm like, I need the Phillies to show fire this weekend. And to me, I want to see a little emotion this weekend.
Yes.
Because you know our crowd is going to be here because their crowd is going to be here.
Yes. And understand that is going to happen this weekend.
No doubt about it. We've seen it. We've seen it. So if we're going to have that type of atmosphere, I want the players to feed off of that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Casty. Love the passion, brother. show me a little bit this weekend.
Yes, absolutely.
Show me a little bit this weekend.
Absolutely. Schwarber, I want to see it out of all of them. I want to see it out of Trey Turner. I want to see it out of the pitchers. I want to see it out of Zach Wheeler tonight. I want to see it out of Wheeler tonight going against his former team who didn't believe enough in him to, you know what I mean? I know L.A., when we asked him on Wednesday, he said, it's not that big.
Yeah, y'all weren't feeling that, L.A. No.
I think he's wrong.
Exactly.
I think these series...
I hope the players don't think that way.
These are statements here.
Yes.
With the Phillies coming in, having won 5 of 6, or 8 of 10, or all that, and the Mets losing 6 in a row, I'm just telling you, they cannot come in here and win this series. Mm-hmm. They can't. And we can't just be watching these games waiting for the Mets to win, which is how it has felt the last several games we've seen the Mets.
Because here's what I'll say. We're not going to react that way Monday. That won't be the reaction of this fan base after this series, if that's what happens.
Oh, if they lose the series.
Yeah.
Yeah. It won't be just like, oh, it's another series.
It doesn't matter,
yeah.
That will not be the reaction.
No.
Nor should it be, by the way.
215-592-9494. It is a gut check Friday. What's your gut tell you the Phils have in store against the Mets this weekend? Jack, what does your gut tell you?
Gut tells me I'm hoping. Like, I'm just letting everyone know.
He's nervous going into the season. He's looking for a soft landing.
I am definitely nervous. I'm with both of you. Like, I want 2 of 3. I want some fisticuffs.
I
want fisticuffs. You got a man up in there. And Spike, don't even turn your mic on. Everyone needs to fight. No, but like I want to see a backbone. And I think they've developed a backbone. You've seen them bounce back from losing 9-10. First time they've done that since June of 2019. They've bounced back. They've righted the ship with Bryce going down. Will we see Bryce this weekend? We'll get into more of that.
Well, that's another question.
As we go forward.
Yeah.
But I'm still like, I got to see it. I got to see it before I'm like, there it is. You got it. They were the Marlins, and it's not like it was the most crisp baseball down there. There was still some sloppiness, and I love Sanchez, brilliant. Ranger, brilliant. All great. But, man, this is still a huge test. I don't care how the Mets are playing. I think the Mets have this series circled, and the Phils need to meet the moment.
Well, and the Mets know they have the mental advantage
and
right now.
And that's what we got to get back from on their
advantage
side.
Right now. Yes.
And I'm just letting everyone know, they do this horrible, horrible celebration when they get on first base. It's Alonso roadrunnering in his ear hole. Every guy, take out Alonso for all I care. They are annoying. They're the worst, but I still got to see it to believe it.
Can I tell you, I listened to both of you, and you both said, because I said, it's a gut check. What's your gut tell you?
Mm-hmm.
And both of you said, I hope the Phillies do it this weekend.
Yeah.
So, all right. But I'm not, look.
So if you want me on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, like what's your.
Seven and a half.
7.5 confidence level.
Yeah, 7.5 confidence level.
And Jack?
I'm like. Seven and a half.
You guys are lying.
I don't know what to
you're
tell
saying.
You.
Seven.
Well,
and
where
a half
are you at?
Can I tell you? You are. Your mouth is saying 7.5. Your eyes, both of you, are saying 4.
No, I'm at least six.
Come on,
I'm
man.
Being
I'm
honest
at least
with you.
Six.
Yeah, you could at least say 6.
I
well,
see
where
your
are you
eyes.
At, tough guy?
I believe in this team, and I have all year.
Well, what's your number?
Hold on. You have not all year.
I have.
You jumped after the Pirates series.
No, I didn't. I said they were better than what they showed. I was mad at them after the Pirates series, but I did not jump.
All right. Where were you at?
I'm at a 9.
Oh, my ass.
No. I'm at a 9.
What if they lose tonight?
I'm at a 9. Then they'll win, too. I'm telling you.
All right.
They will be present this weekend.
But if they lose tonight, we won't win, too.
Well, I hope we will.
They lose this one tonight. We won't be.
Can't lose
two.
A bullpen game against Zach Wheeler.
That's what I'm saying.
215-592-9494. It is a gut check Friday. What's your gut tell you? Phillies, are they ready for the challenge against the Mets tonight?
I was. Yeah, but that traffic. In our original location.
Yeah, the traffic will tell you no.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Julie in Swedesboro, you're on WIP. What's up, Julie?
Hey, guys. Listen, Spike, I'm with you. I've believed in this team all year. Of course, we're not going to win every single game, but I've believed in them all year. And I don't think it's going to be a challenge because the Mets have lost how many in a row? Six in a row?
Six in a row.
Six in a row. They're coming in.
But it also says they're
terrible.
Due to win.
Wow.
But the Phillies are, you know, they've been playing, you know, really well recently. I just think they have a chip on their shoulder because, yeah, they haven't played that great against the Mets overall over the last few years. But I also think Cassidy still has something on his shoulder. Like, did you guys see his Instagram post about half hour ago?
I did not.
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah,
what happened?
So it's a little. I mean, so I pulled it up. I actually was just about to send it to you, so I'm glad
okay.
Julie brought it up.
Okay.
So he posted a photo of himself in right field, of course.
Okay. Wow, this is very dramatic. It's been a very dramatic week for
Nick. Yeah. It's been a weird Phillies week. I'm not used to the drama.
Yeah.
His caption was, learn the rules like a pro, comma, to break them like an artist. What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
Learn the rules like a pro.
To break them. Man, don't be sloppy. If you're going to... Like, I guess what he's trying to say is that, like, he is learning... is to learn the rules of how to operate within what you're doing, like, because he broke one of Rob Thompson's rules. And if you know them well enough, then you can know how to maneuver around them, is I think what he is. He was, like,
okay.
He mouthed off, and he shouldn't have. He's got to figure out when to open his mouth and when not to.
Would you say this is a little self-awareness?
I think it
is.
Okay. And there was the story. Was that from Lachlan Marsh?
The
story?
Yeah, he talked about it last night.
Yeah, just a story about him like wanting the team to send him his defensive metrics every week so he can learn what he's doing well and what he's not doing well. Like, I don't know. I maybe this ends up being a real moment for Rob Thompson and Nick Castellanos. Like an actual moment.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily know how this was being sort of portrayed. So this is a positive thing.
Yeah, I take it as a positive thing.
Okay.
I
like the explanation you just gave.
That's
so,
the way I think about it.
You know, you seems like you speak Castellanos. Something, you know, with him, you never know sometimes.
Similar temperaments.
Yeah. Me and Casty?
No.
Oh, come on, man. Get a little respect here. Yeah. Maybe 15 years ago, maybe I was a little more like Casty. Do you take that Instagram post as a positive, Julie?
I am so back and forth. Okay. I don't know. I can't
see.
He's different. He's just so different. I don't know. I can never read him right. But I think to me it's like he still has a chip on his shoulder. I do. I don't think it's entirely positive as far as his I don't know, his relationship with Rob Thompson.
So you think there's still a little residue there from the other night of being benched?
I think he's still like, I'm going to do what I want. Because that's how, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. But I did hear, correct me if I'm wrong, Did Rob say yesterday, prior to the game or after the game, that he wasn't going to take him out in that series, but he wasn't necessarily excluding that he may do it at some point else?
Yeah, I didn't.
I think he left it open that he would still do it.
Yeah, he's going to still do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
He's going to do it immediately with everything going on.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Drury. I think Castellanos wants everybody to know, like, he is a proud guy.
Yeah.
That he is not neutered. And he's still going to do what he wants, but he understands that there are rules. Like,
right.
I think that this was a positive thing for both of them. And I want Castellanos to still have an attitude.
Right.
Right? Like, that's part of what makes him good.
Well, yeah. I think it was all good until we thought there was an issue with he and the manager.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the defensive strategy, I was fine with it with Rob Thompson. By the way, Joe Giglio was crazy for his topping yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was
nuts.
Yeah.
Topper was correct in that, and I'm okay with him not doing it immediately moving forward.
Sure.
What Casty has to realize is that whether you agree with it or not, your handling of it was wrong.
Right.
That's the issue right there.
And it was good that it came out that he apologized both the night of and the next day.
Okay, like that's what was important right there. It's the way you handle it. It's not Rob Thompson and what he decided to do. You can be okay with disliking it. But you can't handle it the way you handled it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he understands. I think there's so many positives from this.
Mm-hmm.
I think Castellanos knows it could happen in another game now. I think which is a good thing. You know, like if for Rob Thompson to do that in the middle of June and we have this blow up in the middle of June is a lot better than it happening in game two of the NLDS. And then we're dealing with it then, right?
I agree.
The other thing that it does is it wakes Castellanos up that, hey, we've never thought that you were the greatest right fielder in the world.
But he's ready to prove it.
Yes, but you've been worse than you have been. And,
yeah.
And like, that's not good enough for us.
Yeah.
And I think he knows that now. And I also think that Rob Thompson showed that both, A, he can have a backbone and stand up and make a rule, but that, B, he's not changing who his personality is. He's not some taskmaster and everyone's got
to
do exactly what he said.
No. Or anything like that. Yeah.
And I think him giving and saying that he wasn't going to do it, he told Casty he wouldn't do it in the game immediately, shows a respect for Castellanos. And I think
doesn't lose the clubhouse. Rob knows what he's doing, man.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. It might be the moment that I have become a Topper guy.
Wow. Oh, no more discussions of what's the manager doing.
No more. It's where it's complete trust with him.
And it could be. Listen,
it might be the moment for me, man. And seriously, it may be the moment where I'm like, because he handled this. Like Spike said, he did the disciplinary thing, but he also was able to be nurturing and understanding. It's like being a parent.
Yes.
It's like being a parent. Like, okay, you discipline. And then it's like, okay, that doesn't mean you don't necessarily love your kid or what have you. So you got to give a little as well.
Yeah.
I know they're grown men, so it's hard to sort of put those together, but Rob is still in a position of being the parent, the boss. It's like managing us. You know, when Spike was a program director, Rod's the program director, brand manager. You got to be able to handle these personalities, and when it's time to be strict with us, sure, there's there, but then you still got to give us room to be us.
Yes, and that's
what we're going to respect that.
And that's what makes everybody here good at what we do, because part of it is the outrageousness and how difficult we can be. It's the same thing with baseball players.
Yep.
And Rob Thompson knows, like, everybody in there is making more than Rob Thompson.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. Like, everybody in there is making more than Rob Thompson is, and he knows that.
Are we making more than Rod Lagan?
No shot. Well, I don't know you guys.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about you.
Okay. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you weren't. But maybe this could be like how the Eagles responded after the BG comments.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it could be.
You need to have that conversation.
Yeah. So 215-592-9494. It is a gut check Friday. What is your gut telling you about the Phillies-Mets series this weekend? It is a big one. But coming up next, it is the biggest reveal. You think this Phillies-Mets series is big? Well, we're revealing the top three in the top 11 countdown as voted on by you as voted on by WIP staff. As I've mentioned, the three left, and I'm going to give them an alphabetical order by last name, so I'm not saying which.
Oh, you're not
first.
Saying this is the
yes,
order.
Yes, this is the order.
Three.
Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, Zach Wheeler are all the guys that are left, and we will find out who came in three,
but it could
two,
be this
and
order.
One. It could be. It could not be. It could be reverse of that order. It could be Zach Wheeler number one, which is where I had him. So that is coming up next. This show brought to you by the great Chickies and Pete's and Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your party online at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yeah. It is the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Zach Wheeler's walk-up song there. That is a ominous walk-up song.
It's a phenomenal
Rooster.
Walk-up
yeah.
song. Get that before a playoff start in front of a sold-out CVP chills.
Come on. Yeah. You above three in your confidence level and trust in the Phils this week?
Shut up.
And you
I said
are.
Six.
Nah, you're lying.
You're a liar.
You're both lying. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you trust the Phillies this weekend against the Mets is the question, Ike. Do you trust the Phillies this weekend against the Mets? What do you think the poll response is so far?
Probably where Jack and I are at. I would say the majority says yes, but it's probably in that 65 to 70 range. So I'll go 68.
51.6 say
wow,
yes.
Even lower.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. They are the truth tellers. As usual, we all think Twitter is
Twitter,
the truth. Yeah.
Twitter, yeah.
The
they know exactly what they're talking about. Yep.
Show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com, your official sports bar of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494. We are just moments away from revealing 3-2-1 on the top 11 list. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
You want to get me out the way before that list got reviewed. I see what you're trying to do.
No, I could. I mean, you know your guy's in the top three, so you're happy anyway, right?
Nah, I mean, so look, I just got to address something real quick.
Yeah,
yesterday, great. You know, people was trying, you know, we got Is and Ike over here. You know, people was trying to, like, you know, Yoshi my guy. But, you know, Spike my boy, Yoshi. Don't be trying to put no dissension between me and my guy.
Well, you had me
ranked number eight. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But look, my criteria, I told y'all, was based off of how you rated the quarterback. I didn't say it's based off of likability. I told y'all the criteria. But you know what? I put you above Devin and Rhea. I put you at five.
Okay, I'll take that. No offense, Devin and Rhea. Thank you. I appreciate it. Just put me in the top five. That's all.
I always call. When I don't be here, so don't try to put me in there. I always call when I don't be here. I call every day.
Did they attack you yesterday, Corey? What happened?
No, Corey called. Yeah. We had Corey. Okay. We had Corey yesterday.
The only time I don't call was last time. What's funny is I wasn't here on the 19th last month either. The reason how I know is because I got rear-ended. I was on hold. I had to call Hank up. That's why, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's all good.
I was here on the 19th last month? Where the hell was I at?
Well, maybe it didn't work.
I mean, why?
Yeah. Well, he had a private golf outing.
You went there golf.
Oh, was it a golf outing?
Yeah. Mr. Ike Charity Golf, Corny over
there.
Oh, no,
that was Mike Quick's golf outing. Yeah, you're right. Yes.
By the way, instead of lowering the music, Jack accidentally just lowered Corey.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I just want you to know I see every mistake.
This is what the Phillies got to do this weekend. Like, we got to show fight, man. Castellanos, whatever you got going on, dog. You can't put it above the team. Listen, I get it. You upset. Your streak got broke. All that time. I get all that. You know, that's personal feelings. But it's like when you put personal goals above the team goals. See, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to lower the personal goals. You know, because you know I know a guy that lowers personal goals a lot. Team accomplishes a lot. You know, so I ain't gonna say his name, but you know I know a guy to do that. You do that. You know what I'm
saying?
Shut
his hole.
The team accomplishment becomes greater. The Mets, y'all, they've been punking us. Y'all saw what they did last year in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? We got punked. You know what I'm saying? We got swept early in the year. Now it's time to put your foot in their ass. I need y'all to show up this weekend. I don't care. We don't got to sweep them. But you know what I'm saying? I need two out of three. The Mets is coming in. They kind of reeling. You know what I'm saying? Let them show who the boss is, you know, with the NL East, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what, Corey? It's not just, to me, it's not just about winning two or three. It's like this feeling that I need to go away, that I always feel like the Mets are going to find a way to win and that the Phillies are on their heels. Like, the Phillies have to be, we have to feel like they are the aggressors, like they are jumping on it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just this feeling I've felt when we've watched the Phillies play the Mets in the series this year and the playoffs last year. Like, I was just scared the whole time. I don't want to feel that way anyway.
Dominant win. Like, yeah. if one of the games, if we can get a dominant win, it don't even got to be all three games. If we can get like a, you know, like a 7-3 win in one of the games, then I know, like, you know what, we okay. I just, like you said, I don't want to be sitting on the edge of my seat, 8-9 inning, tie game, up one, you know what I'm saying? And you got to worry about maybe they hitting a home. I don't want that. Take care of them, you know, win the first game, win the third game, and we party on Monday.
Yeah, I want, thank you for the call, Corey. I want 6-1 tonight.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I went 6-1.
All right.
They have, it's a bullpen game with some jamoke we've never heard of from AAA that they brought up for the game. 6-1. You know Wheeler's going to go out there and do his job, right? I mean, we all assume he is. Let's put some runs on the board. Easy win. Let's go. Like, let's set the tone in game one. All right. Yep. Speaking of setting the tone, we have set the tone in Philadelphia this week with the top 11. The top 11 athletes in Philadelphia. List voted on by you at home. Or in your car, or wherever you are, and us, the staff at WIP. 50-50. 50-50 proposition.
Now, did we count people not in the area? Like, their votes? Is there?
Yes. Well, I didn't have a way to check.
So Justin,
that.
Tennessee's vote counted as much as
yes.
Everyone around here?
Yes.
That feels a little shady.
Well, we let Justin call.
I know.
Yeah.
Corey's vote counted?
All if right. he did it? Yeah.
Yeah, you went down a rabbit hole that you should not have gone down.
Oh, yes. Was that? You are.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Wait, the funny thing
take
is.
Take it easy.
Oh, take it easy.
Well, no, here's the funny thing with him. He disagrees with everybody who votes on the players here.
Right, yes.
You disagree that Jalen's too high.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
No, you already do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But these are the only votes that count.
I was just trolling him.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Easy.
All right. So we have not revealed 3, 2, and 1. So far, the list is as follows. Number 11, Devontae Smith. Number 10, Joel Embiid. Number 9, Jordan Mailata. Number 8, Kyle Schwarber. Number 7, Jalen Carter. Number 6, Lane Johnson. Number 5, A.J. Brown. And number 4, Bryce Harper. We ready for the next one? Let's do it.
The top 11. Number 3.
At number 3 in the top 11 athletes of 2025 is Zach Wheeler. So fair. I think it's fair. I have him as number one, but I think 3 is fair.
But that's why I had him.
But I had him at number one. You know, some people on the staff, maybe Devin Caney had him 9.
Elliot
had him 8. You know,
Hugh.
What's that?
Hugh had him 9.
Which definitely hurt his score, by the way.
100%.
Yeah. So maybe they're not allowed to vote next year.
That's what we do.
We might need a more rigid
process.
I think that's absolutely fair. Zach Wheeler, number 3, though. So, you know, this leaves the two guys that are left are both Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. One last year set the record from beginning to end of the season, the most rushing yards ever in one season, including regular season playoffs. The other one had the 29th ranked passing offense, but won Super Bowl MVP. Who is going to be at top in Philadelphia? Let's check the next one.
The top 11. Number 2.
The number 2 athlete in Philadelphia in 2025 is Jalen Hurts. Wow. Leaving number 1, Saquon Barkley.
Okay. All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. All right.
I am... Saquon number 1, I can get behind it. I did not have Saquon number 1, didn't have a long enough resume here in Philadelphia or overall, but number 1, Saquon, absolutely fine. Jalen number 2, look, the guy won Super Bowl MVP. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Not enough people talk about that.
Well, you knew he was going to finish high. Didn't over half the staff vote him number 1?
I think only 4.
Yeah,
voted him number 4.
Yeah,
they voted him number 1. Oh,
so Seltzer had him number 1. Richie had him number 1. Rob Ellis had him number 1.
And Elliot
had him number 1. Only I think those might have been the only ones. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I think, and we'll get to this later when we reveal the listener list and the staff list. But Jalen was not number 1 on the listener list either. So you know was. Number 2 for Jalen, absolutely fair. 1 Super Bowl MVP. Saquon, number 1. Going to be hard for Saquon to hold on to number 1 for next year, you know. But, you know, given, you know, the workload he had last year and no matter what he does this year, you have a year like that last year. No matter what he does this year, it's a step down. There's almost no way he can equal it.
Yeah.
So holding number 1 is going to be tough for him. But, you know, there's next year, who knows where Jalen Carter is? Who knows where Jordan Mailata is?
He won't be number 1.
Not number 1, but higher than 7, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jalen Carter.
Yes. Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. Jalen was number 7?
Jalen Carter was number 7.
Oh, on the official list.
On the official
list. Gotcha.
Yeah.
The official list. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So now that we have the whole list out there, Devontae Smith, Joel Embiid, Jordan Mailata, Kyle Schwarber, Jalen Carter, Lane Johnson, A.J. Brown, Bryce Harper, Zach Wheeler, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, anything stick out to you as they screwed it up? So I think Zach Bond not being on the list is a very clear they screwed it up.
Yeah.
It just seems like people mostly just forgot. Because when you would question people on it, most times they would be like, yeah, probably should have been on there. Zach Bond seems like they screwed it up. A.J. Brown 5 feels a little light to me as well. Those are the two that I look at this and I'm like, that doesn't seem right to me. Anything else?
Where would A.J. go?
Higher. I mean, I had A.J. 3. But again, I had Jalen lower and I had Saquon lower.
Yeah.
But
right, which is nuts.
Well, it's what it
is. Which is nuts. Now, I love AJ too. Yeah. But of those three guys, he probably had the least impact last year's winning the championship.
Well, we can say he had the least impact until he's not on the field and we always talk about him not being there. Mm-hmm. So in terms of stats, I know you guys are obsessed with stats. He did. Yeah. He did. But again, I went 75% resume, 25%
year.
Yeah,
see, that's the nonsense right there. You went resume because the number one issue on his list is Embiid being on his list. That's the number one issue.
It is. It isn't.
Yeah, it is. To me, it is. You gave your opinion. You had Zach Bond. I had Embiid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you thought my number one issue is Embiid.
No. Yours. I'm just saying yours. My number one issue. Yeah, Zach Bond. I have Embiid being on the list. And I think it's primarily because a lot of people went with his resume versus what happened over the past year. I mean, Zach Bond not being on this list is criminal. So for all Eagles fans, they want to claim how much they know football and how much we don't. We gave an opportunity to vote the guy on the list. And we didn't vote arguably our best defensive player on the team on the list anywhere.
And for what it's worth, Zach Bond was 13 on the listener list. So it wasn't even like he was 12. You know what I mean? Like he was solidly out of the top 11.
Because everybody's in love with offense.
Yes, well, that's for sure.
Right?
Yep.
Jalen Carter's number 7 on the list, right?
Yep.
And is Jalen Carter the only defensive player?
Yep. No Zach Bond, no Quinyon Mitchell.
One defensive player
on the number one defense.
From the number one defensive team in football, gave up the second fewest amount of points in football. By the way, you can easily say they gave up the fewest amount. I think they only missed it by like 0.4 of a point.
Do you think any of the guys who left would have been in the top 11 if they were still here?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Probably not.
CJ?
Well, CJ Slay.
Or Josh?
Sweat or
Becton?
Or Milton Williams.
Or Milton Williams.
I'm just thinking defensive
Milton
guys.
Williams probably would not have made it.
No.
But Sweat.
Maybe.
Or CJ could have had an argument for it.
Well, everybody loves. The fans love CJ.
Yeah.
Before CJ left, fans love CJ.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a little different now. Yeah. But the number one defense in the city. We're a defensive city.
Jack,
that's what I was told.
Jack, anything stick out to you as absolutely wrong on the list this year?
Yeah, I mean, Harper feels too high. I mean, 4 is pretty high for Bryce.
Yep.
You know, I think that's definitely more what
resume than
what the last year has been. I still think Jalen Carter's too low. I mean, I'll still say that. I mean, 7 is.
I had him 5.
Yeah, like I think, and listen, next year he should be in the top 5. If he's not, something probably went wrong. So, you know, maybe it's just because he's early and we're not there yet with Jalen Carter, but I think this time next year he'll easily be top 5. But really, I think just Bryce 4.
Okay.
And I think Zach Wheeler is clearly number 2, but whatever.
Right. So did we – see, here's also what happened, which I managed to avoid. The O-line. So we have 2 slots for O-linemen, right?
Yes.
So Lane and Jordan Mailata made it.
Yep. Lane is 6, Jordan Mailata is 9.
Lane Dickerson could have easily made it.
Well, I mean, as far as the resume and current production,
he could have very easily made it.
Yeah,
which is why I went with the O-line as a unit.
Yeah.
So guys like Zach Bond isn't getting left off.
Maybe Zach Bond would have gotten on the list.
That's probably what happened because they wanted to put obviously Jordan Mailata is a great player.
Yep.
Over there at left tackle.
Yep. Well,
I don't know, was he greater in his position last year than Zach Bond was?
Well, everyone knows at least next year that it is legal because we made it legal this year in voting, offensive line.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. The list is out. Devontae Smith, 10, 11. Joel Embiid, 10. Jordan Mailata, 9. Kyle Schwarber, 8. Jalen Carter, 7. Lane Johnson, 6. A.J. Brown, 5. Bryce Harper, 4. Zach Wheeler, 3. Jalen Hurts, 2. Saquon Barkley, 1. 215-592-9494. All right, so it is a summer Friday. You know there's probably traffic getting down the shore yesterday. Traffic getting down the shore today. Everybody goes down the shore on the weekend. Wouldn't it be nice if you could do that too? Wouldn't it be nice if you had your own shore house? And I would recommend you do Delaware because the property taxes Delaware Beach way lower than they are in Jersey. You're going to need a great realtor to make that happen. And Adam Kasebe has been the official realtor of the Rights of Ricky Sanchez podcast for years now. K-S-E-B-E. Adam Kasebe out of Long and Foster. He's the guy. In this time where there's 50 bids on every house and a house pops up and it's sold 3 days later, he can be your guy to make sure that you get that house. And what you do is then you have your beach house, right? And it's an investment because what happens is you go down when you want, you rent it out the rest of the time. other people are paying your mortgage, and you don't have to pay thousands of dollars for the beach house for the week. I'm telling you, he is your guy, and that is the move. So when you're ready to take the leap, you got to use my guy, Adam Ksebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him. This is a sell. He has it right now. 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. All right, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, real quick on this Phillies thing, and then I got to address some a few points on this top 11. But the Castellanos-Thompson thing situation, this got like an eerie feeling to me. I feel like I'm watching the DG, you know, blow up all over again, and I'm hoping it turns out the same way. And I just kind of wanted to see if you guys think I'm crazy for thinking that or not.
I mean, it doesn't feel as dramatic as the BG thing, honestly. I mean, the BG thing with, if we're talking about with BG and A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, like the A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts thing, if it wasn't addressed, could have been a real disaster last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it could have been a disaster on the field, by the way. Just the nature of football compared to the nature of baseball. Nick Castellanos like doesn't have to throw the ball to Rob Thompson or anything. Like so I think that seemed like a potentially bigger deal. But I agree in that you have moments during a season where your devotion to each other, your devotion to yourself, all of those things get questioned. And how you answer in those moments is like is a major, major thing. There were people that said that what happened with Castellanos and Rob Thompson, the CEO, oh, we're making a big deal out of it. I don't think so at all. Right. I can't remember Rob Thompson ever saying publicly that a guy was being punished,
yeah.
Which is a guy being punished because of what he said. That is a major thing. So I think the way that Castellanos responded to it was good, largely. I thought the way that Thompson followed up with it is good. So I agree with you on the whole. It didn't feel as catastrophic as the AJ Brandon thing. Like if you just put yourself in the headspace of when you heard Brandon Graham talking on WIP, that was...
Oh, no, that was way worse than this.
That was crazy.
That was nuclear.
Yeah. But I think...
Where had the potential to be.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, to their credit... By the time we got to Wednesday, it was a done deal when they spoke to the media and because they had already dealt with it on Tuesday.
Yep.
So
I'm just hoping that the fact that he actually showed us discipline in public, because all of the Thompson people that like him would always say, oh, he's tough behind the scenes, he's tough behind the scenes. We never saw it. This was the first time we ever saw it. So I think that hopefully that kind of pulls them in. Because, guys, this series, I'm very confident that they're going to win. And I need them to win because I need to see that stupid, dumb team. I can't stand them. They're fraudulent New York team. Come down here. And, you know, last year we had a look at that dumb grimace, and now they get this new celebration thing. I can't stand them. We got to, at home, take 2 out of 3 against them.
Yeah, I agree with you. At some point, I'm going to have to, having been in the belly of the beast, I'm going to have to do my power rankings of most annoying New York fans.
Yeah, a little Mount Rushmore?
A little Mount Rushmore of worst New York fans. But I'll say this, the Mets aren't the worst, but they are close to it. They are whiny and annoying. Like, somehow, they are both way too confident and way too woe is me at the same time, if that makes any sense. They sort of have the vibe that old Eagles fans had, to be quite honest with you. Like, pre-Super Bowl Eagles fans would be, they'd be like, we're going to beat everybody. Oh, I can't wait for the bad thing's going to happen. That's sort of how Mets fans are.
Yeah, I missed that, though.
Yeah.
Don't you miss that a little bit?
A little.
A little too chesty?
Yeah. I think they, Chris, what makes you so confident, though? Like that they're going to confident in the team, given what we've seen against the Mets the last couple of times.
Again, in my eyes, I feel like this whole situation lit a fire under them, and I do get that. I do think it's not the nuclear option that we saw what happened with BG, but I really think it did. I really think it helped them lock in. We're making this run, and we're making it without Bryce. So, like, for them to – I feel like they were leaning on him too much, and now they finally got themselves out there. Their big boy pants are on, and now I feel like they're going to take it. Plus, I really do think that Mets team, their pitching in particular, they're just frauds.
Well, I agree. The pitching seems fraudulent to me.
Can I say one thing about the top 11?
Sure.
Ike?
Yes.
I blame you for some of these people on this top 11 because – this came from your boy that you brought up from ATL. Defense is a luxury.
What do you mean? He's an Eagle. What are you talking about? He's an Eagle.
That you brought up from Atlanta.
He's an Eagle.
And the guy starts spouting that defense is only a luxury, and are we surprised now that the listeners are buying it?
That's a fair point.
Yeah, we have one defensive player on the list. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I wonder how many defensive players Hugh put on his list. I have to look at that, actually.
Yeah,
Mr. Luxury over there. That's a good point, Chris. I do. Maybe Hugh has infected everyone's brain. It does sort of point to
he had three, by the way.
He had three?
Yeah, he should have at least three.
He's four. So he had Quinyon 8, Cooper DeJean 7, Zach Bond 6, Jalen Carter 4.
Wow.
For defense is a luxury.
Yeah. Such a luxury. They won the Super Bowl with four of what he considers the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm thinking, too, now I'm looking at everybody about next year, too. Man, it could look very, very different next year.
For the top 11?
Yeah. Yeah, just looking at this now, man. I mean, Kyle Schwarber might not even be here.
Yeah.
Well, it's a legacy year for Bryce and Joel.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Now, I guess we'll get into it later. Jack said yesterday he thought Bryce was going to play this weekend. Do you still think he's going to?
I think he's going to play this weekend.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to play tonight.
Okay. Because Fransky said he didn't think he was going to play this weekend on Midday Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really setting up for Fritz versus Fransky.
Oh, it's exactly what this is. The better FR.
The better FR.
I guess I want him to. Jack said, no, you said he swung yesterday. He swung off a tee yesterday.
Yeah, he did some dry hacks yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he might do some tee work today.
Okay.
Dry hack and tee work.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Well, baseball.
Which is better, hockey or baseball lingo?
I don't know, man. It's pretty,
you're pretty,
pretty
in
tough,
on hockey.
Yeah.
Hanging and dangling. And,
yeah. I hope.
Part of it is how you deliver it, too.
Yes. Well, you don't deliver it like Broads.
You want me to start screaming?
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Pause. Danny!
Like Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
All I hope with Bryce is if he plays this weekend, he's playing because he's ready. He's not playing because it's the Mets. That's my only hope.
Mets and then Padres.
Mets. I thought it was Mets and Astros. Is it Mets and Padres?
Oh, I thought I looked at Mets home series. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think it's Astros next. All right. Coming up next, he did have Jalen number one on his list. He did have Quinyon Mitchell ahead of Zach Wheeler. He is Elliot Shore Parks. Oh, he joins us next. Show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We're not there today, but we will be back next Friday. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.